Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Now, did you hear the one about the AI tool that can make us funnier? It's no joke. University of Sydney researchers have developed such a tool. So how does it work and should comedians be worried? Well, to find out, I spoke earlier today to one of those researchers, Dr. Anusha Witana from the University School of Computer Science and Digital Sciences Initiative. And I began by asking whether Anusha's experiences living overseas provided the spark for this work.
So I lived in Japan, Singapore and Germany before coming to Sydney. And I found that sometimes a joke that works really well in Asia wouldn't work really well in Germany. When you start your lecture, you like to start with a touch of humor. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, and you feel embarrassed and sometimes confused, but I think that's how humor works. So the motivation partly came from that, but actually the real motivation for the specific project came from one of my students, Alistair Farmer, who used to be a master's student in the School of Computer Science. Mm-hmm. And he's an amateur cartoonist, and he wanted to bring cartooning to the mainstream, but he found that it's not easy to be funny. So is there a way technology can help people be funny? That's what he wanted to do.
So tell us a bit about this tool. How does the tool work?
There are so many different theories behind how humor work. What we did was to use this concept called appropriate incongruity. Mm-hmm. Basically, it is an odd thing. You find an odd thing and put it in the context, a relatable context, then it doesn't really fit in, but it's kind of fit in. So that's funny. So the tool does is basically use that concept and use some of the AI models to get the model to understand the context of a cartoon and use that context to create an appropriate incongruity. Mm-hmm. And then suggest few words. So someone who look at the cartoon will see maybe these are the components that will make a funny caption for this cartoon. So it doesn't really write a funny caption. It just help a person to write a funny caption.
Exactly. And we'll get on to that in a second. But you were fortunate enough to actually, you know, test this tool in a research project in conjunction with cartoons from The New Yorker, the famous New Yorker magazine.
Yes. So The New Yorker was really generous and very, very helpful to get this concept tested with cartoons, because at the end of the day, you have to test it, right? And we thought that the idea can be applied in many other scenarios, but cartoons would be a great way to do it, but we didn't have the cartoons. And the New Yorker not only has a lot of cartoons, but they run a competition, so they have a winning caption as well. So they gave us both the cartoons and the winning captions and help us all throughout the process, from starting the competition, starting the study to eventual publication of the research outcomes.
And so how did you utilize the cartoons in the test? How did the test work?
Right. So first, what we did was we got a bunch of people, let's call them authors, caption authors, mm-hmm. to write captions for New Yorker cartoons. We just show them the cartoon and we ask them to describe the cartoon, just say what is in the cartoon. And then the tool will work out some suggestions and they will write a caption with those suggestions. I mean, they are not necessarily they don't have to use the suggestions, but they just, suggestions are provided.
Yeah.
At the same time, there will be some cartoons, no suggestions are provided, and they will still write the captions, right? So they will write a bunch of captions with the help of the tool and without the help of the tool.
Yeah.
And then we record all those captions. Then after that process is completed, I think we had about 15 users doing that, 15 participants doing it. And a whole bunch of other people will rate those captions, including the winning caption from the New Yorker. So they rate the captions written with the help of the tool, without the help of the tool, and the New Yorker's winning caption. And then eventually we tallied all those ratings. They rated it from not so funny 1 to kind of funny 7. And then we tallied and averaged out all those ratings and figure out, did the tool actually help people to write captions?
Write a funny caption, yeah. And it turned out that the AI was actually very, well, it was really, really helpful in coming up with the funniest caption.
Some instances, I don't want to say that it helped people to come up with the funniest captions. It's a bit of an overclaim, I would say, but it did help. It did help particularly people who are self-identified as non-native speakers. They did significantly better with the help of the tool. But as an average rating, still the New Yorker's winning caption was rated higher. But there were so many instances where people who rated the captions rated the caption written with the help of the tool funnier than the caption that won the New Yorker's competition,
yeah,
which we found very surprising. But the average ratings, I think, reflect the sort of general benefit of the tool, which showed it got people from somewhere in the middle between the without the help to the winning caption. That's a big jump.
Yeah.
That was really interesting.
Well, I suppose that's the thing, isn't it? Is that, you know, a lot of people in creative areas are worried about AI coming along and replacing artists or musicians or potentially even comedians. But you see this more as a potential tool for people and for comedians to test out humor or perhaps, you know, ignite ideas in people's minds that could then be further molded or understood by humans and humanity, because humor is such a human thing, right?
Yeah, I firmly believe that technology is a tool. I mean, I'm not an expert in AI. Mm. So I think my comments should be taken with a pinch of salt. So, but my personal view is that it is going to be a tool and it is used as a tool and it is not going to replace some of the core human things. It will somehow, even though it will, might create things that looks very human-like,
mm.
But at the end of the day, what we are working on and what we believe the benefit would be using it as a tool, right? I mean, look at a few thousand years ago, the brushes and pencils and other tools available for painters were very different from what we have today, right?
Yeah.
So, and also the art and craft we see today is very different from ages ago. In future, really, truly creative people will come up with unique ways to add value to this sort of areas.
Yeah.
And AI would be catching up. This is how I feel. And in the meantime, if we can help use these tools to help people, that's great. And so it will help them for self-improvement. That's what we try to do.
You also think that this could be helpful for people with writer's block. Talk us through that.
Yeah, that's one thing we thought about when we were using the tool. We felt that when we look at a cartoon, your mind sort of goes everywhere.
Mm.
And when I get the word suggestions, it helped me to sort of focus. Oh, yeah, I see these two being kind of odd. Maybe I can use that to generate something funny. And that's where we felt that it will be helpful. And a lot of people commented who participated in the study. Actually, we had quite a few people commenting that it helped them to get started. It helped them to spot things, helped them to ideate and also expand the narrative. Because a lot of novices try to write something quite short, and they think it is funny, and in some cases they are funny, but most of the time, if you look at the winning captions in New Yorker, they are quite long. They expand the narrative, they quite go into the depth of the thing. I think that was also one of the comments that we received, that it helped to build a story.
It's a fascinating area, and it's a really, really interesting piece of research as well. Anusha Wittana, thanks so much for coming on and chatting to me about it on Nights. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
And that was Dr. Anusha Wittana from the University of Sydney School of Computer Science and Digital Sciences Initiative.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.